Making a difference in the community, this is Micheline Blondin with Teachers Against Poverty Renfrew. Mish, thank you for being an incredible fundraiser and part of an incredible group of fundraisers with TAP.
Well, it's great to be here. Thank you for having us.
Okay. So I guess give us an idea of some of the fundraising you take part in as part of TAP Renfrew.
So we've had multiple fundraisers. Our latest one was the Mom Prom, which was a huge success. And that's because of the great turnout and because of the ladies that came out. We raised a little over $5,000, which is really good for us. We've had the Smile Campaign from Tim Hortons. This year it went to Hospice Renfrew, which is also great. So we've done little fundraisers. The Wine Warriors, I don't know if you've heard about Wine Warriors, where we all get together and pull names out of a hat and then we buy tickets for wine. And so on. We also rely on the generosity of just the community through donations.
And all that money goes back to help students and families in need at our local schools.
Oh, yes, absolutely. So every penny raised goes towards the students and families that are registered here in Renfrew. So it's all the schools in Renfrew, including RCI, St. Joe's, Central, Queenie, there's Fatima. And there's also St. Mike's in Douglas, and there is St. Joe's in Calabogie, as well as Admaston. And we help them in different needs. Name it, we do it. We get groceries. We buy running shoes. We offer delousing. We send kids to summer camp. We'll get grocery cards for the families, gas cards for families who need to bring their son or their daughters to the city for medical appointments.
And obviously, as you're at work right now with one of our local schools, it's very easy to see why you've got involved with TAP Renfrew. But I'm curious, is there a defining moment that kind of made you want to give back in this way?
So as an educator, we're on the front lines and times are tough. There's no questions about that. A group of us would discuss how defining things are. You would see the kids with some poor lunches or, you know, just ill proper fitting shoes or so on. It's nothing to blame on the families or anything, but times are tough. And so there's TAP Arm Prior, which has been running since 2016, and they've done a fabulous job at helping families out in Arm Prior as well. So as teachers and educators, we were interested in doing the same. 3 years ago, we started with 30-some families, and we're up to about 64 families that we help regularly. So it's just to prove that, yeah, times are tough. We love to help out. I mean, as teachers, that's our goal.
Is there a particular obstacle that you face in raising funds for these kids?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're in a small community. We hate to bug the same businesses. We dislike bothering everybody all the time for money. And because we're a non-for-profit organization and we're not registered, we can't ask for grants. So we really rely on the generosity of our local communities, so businesses and so on. And again, which brings about donor fatigue. I mean, Renfrew's not a very big community. We do feel the pressure of always asking the same people to donate. And that's why we try to have different fundraisers, so we're not always asking the same businesses to help.
Is there a particularly proud moment for you fundraising for TAP?
When we fundraise, we know where the money is going, which is excellent. We know we're helping the family. So that itself is very rewarding. But it's the emails and the letters that we get from the families showing how grateful and thankful they are. That's rewarding in itself as well. So we often do grocery drop-offs for families. And I've done one where the mother had tears in her eyes. And I get all teared up and choked up just knowing how $150 groceries is going to help her out and her family for a couple of weeks or for that week. It's rewarding. It's that feel good. That feel good.
Well, Mish, we'll have to cut our talk there, but Teachers Against Poverty, absolutely one of the best ways to directly help families in need in our community. We've been speaking with Mish Blondin with Teachers Against Poverty Renfrew. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you, and thank you for doing that. You know, there's a lot of people in need, even in our small community.
And remember, you can hear all our fundraisers online at renfrewtoday.ca. I'm Casey Egan. Thanks for listening.